Here's a 3-2 again, and a high drive hammered back into right center field. That ball's over his head, and one run is score, and two runs are going to score. And here comes a third runner to the plate, a three-run, two-out double by Joey Votto here in the ninth inning, and the Reds have jumped out in front by a score of 6-4. Ground ball back to the box. Iglesias on to Votto, and this one belongs to the Reds. As improbable as it may seem, seven runs in the ninth inning to rally the Reds from a 4-0 deficit, and they have come back to knock off the Indians by a final score of 7-4.
Play ball! This is the Locked On Reds podcast. That's how it sounded yesterday, and in fact, it's like 1:58 p.m. Eastern time as I record this, and the funny part is, Fox Sports Ohio right now just aired yesterday's 7-4 victory over the Cleveland Indians. That was Marty Brenneman, Reds Radio Network, on the call. How about that? Excuse me. How about that? How about how that went yesterday? I'll be completely 100% honest with you. I was at volleyball. I'm in a Tuesday night volleyball league. I turned to my friend who happens to be from Cleveland, and For all night, I had been ribbing him and jarring him and mentioning LeBron James and how LeBron James was a Los Angeles Laker. And I turn to my phone. I look at the score. It's 4-0 Cleveland. It is in the seventh inning. And he says, good. That's how it should be. I didn't think anything of it. I said, sure. Not surprising. The Reds won the first game of the series. They'll probably drop this one. Got in my car, listened on the way home, and, well, what do you know? I got home just in time for the ninth inning, and just when things were picking up, just when it seemed like there might be a little hope for the Reds, and boy, oh boy, was there hope. That Joey Votto, it's crazy to think of. And by the way, this is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Erpine. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. We do it every single day. Get you your daily Reds fix. That is the signature win. That's what that is. When we look back, and hopefully we look back a year from now, and we're talking about a team that is in very much in the playoff race, very much a playoff contender, when we look back to the moment where people bought in, where people believed they were close, we're not going to remember a lot. You know, we're not going to remember the winning streak as much. We're not going to remember, oh, they've won 16 out of 20 or what, you know, whatever the numbers were. We're not going to remember that. We'll remember last night. We'll remember a team that was going up against, let's be honest, the Cleveland Indians, who are expected to make the playoffs in the American League, should and will make the playoffs in the American League. And being on the road and being down 4-0, and Sal Romano, who pitched relatively well yesterday, 7 1/3 innings, and then the Reds got to him. The Reds got to the Indians in the ninth. And it was 4-3. Votto did it. You heard it there. And did you not trust him there? I had a feeling that no matter what happened, he was either going to walk, get a hit. The idea of him getting out there, barring some crazy awesome defensive play, didn't cross my mind. Because I didn't think it was going to happen. I trusted Votto in that moment. Votto talked with Fox Sports Ohio and Jeff Pecoro after the game. Here's Joey Votto and Jeff Pecoro.
I think kind of the personality of this team. You know, we feel like it didn't feel down in the dugout. It just felt like, okay, just let's string together a few hits. Let's string together a few walks, get some guys on base, and let's see what happens.
The 3-1 pitch to you looked like a fastball, 90 miles there. Did he come back with the same pitch there on 3-2?
The 3-1 pitch, yeah, it was a middle pitch, and the following pitch it was probably a ball that I swung at, but I felt like it was close, and in that situation, you don't want to walk back to the dugout. I think I got a pretty good pitch hit, and I put a good move on it. Like I said, you know, I'm glad I put a barrel on it and put it in the gap.
You know, one guy that's not going to get a whole lot of pats on the back for his performance, but I thought was really came back, Sal Romano, the first couple innings, you know, he got torched. He gave it the two home runs, but he settled down, and he got all the way into the eighth inning and kept you guys in the game.
Yeah, that's you know, I think some of these guys really want the ball. They want the opportunity to make up for what may not be a strong start. First few innings, maybe they're not at their very best, but they want to go into the sixth, seventh, and eighth inning to make up for it. And you see it all the time with them. Like, I want to pitch. Let me go back out there. And number one, I think that's a good sign because those guys get a chance to get better. But also, it tells you that they want to compete and they want to win and they expect to be a part of the future. So.
That's Joey Votto, Fox Sports Ohio, after the game. And I love that. They expect to be part of the future looking brighter than ever. Dan Hoard, who does some work with Fox Sports Ohio, tweeted after the game that basically this team was a starter away, an ace of the staff away, which obviously they would probably try to trade for in the offseason, away from being a playoff contender next year. And I get it. I understand it. And I think for the most part, I buy in. Here's what I would say, though. And by the way, I have some trade rumors to get into today that I will get into in just a few minutes here on the Locked On Reds podcast. The Reds looking to sweep the Indians on the road tonight, 7-10, Tyler Mahle on the mound. We won't talk much about that game. But to me, what's interesting about that is how do they acquire a guy, a prospect that is close to being an ace or a guy who projects to be that way that has some major league experience. How do they acquire that? Well, they're going to have to give up a lot of valuable commodity, of valuable assets. Now, you might be saying, well, why not just sign one in free agency? Google the free agent pitchers that are going to be available, and this includes Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey might be the best one, and he's probably not the best one, but there's not many available that are like, ooh, let's get him. And really none if you look at the list. So they'll probably have to trade for someone. And trading for someone is interesting because if I'm a team, would I be willing to give up an ace or a AAA prospect that is probably likely going to be a stud in the major leagues? Am I doing that for Scooter Gennett? Am I doing that for Billy Hamilton? Am I doing that for Matt Harvey or Adam Duvall? And I know Scooter Gennett has more value than any of those guys on the trade market. Totally get it. I'm not sure I buy into him netting back this team's future ace in return. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Reds handle this. Do they consider trading a Nick Senzel this offseason? Because that's what they could do. They could hold on to Scooter, trade Senzel, get the ace, or someone close to it. And it'd probably be a package. Very rarely is it a player for a player. And then what you do, it's quite simple. You extend Scooter Gennett, and then you have your infield of the future, assuming they believe in Jose Peraza, which I think Peraza can be the shortstop on a playoff team. But the only thing really that I think they would have to figure out is the outfield. I don't think Billy Hamilton's going to be here next year. I might be wrong, but his salary's going to go up. And while he's playing better now, I think that just might... It's going to do one of two things. It's going to convince ownership that he's worth it, or it's going to bolster his trade value enough to where the Reds are like, all right, let's get him out of here. And I almost hope it's the latter, because I don't think this team, and I could be wrong about this, makes the playoffs with its outfielders the way they're currently constructed. Maybe I'm dead wrong, right? Maybe I'm so wrong on that, and I'm insane, and you're saying, well, James, they have plenty of offense, and you're right, they do. And I might be insane there. Heck, they're playing really well offensively, and Joey Votto isn't even a big part of it up until yesterday. Like, he's their third best hitter, and we know he's their best player. But he's been their third best hitter this year. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do between now and the deadline. It'll be interesting to see what they do this offseason. I'll get more into that next. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. So I think that the Reds will look to move Hamilton. I do. Based on what I've heard, that's something that I think it will certainly be considered. Not that they're not open to moving other players. I think Matt Harvey's the other guy. Adam Duvall is another. I think those are the three most likely candidates to get traded. Doesn't mean they will, but if I had to pick, I think Gennett could get traded. They may consider it. It's going to be really hard to trade him if they continue to play this well. It just is. And they're going to have to get a package that really knocks their socks off, that they really get behind and say, man, this is great. This is something that we can't turn down. And I hope it happens, honestly. I hope they get multiple packages like that where fans not necessarily get mad but get concerned, and they end up getting such good hauls in return that next season and the year after and the year after, it just pays off tremendously. I also wonder this. Can Nick Senzel play in the outfield? Because if we're talking about a team that could put Senzel in the outfield, then you're talking about a whole different bag of bones there. You have so many possibilities and so many things, so I think it'll be really interesting to see what they do. Here's what I will say, and then we'll get back to the good stuff and not talk about trades. This team is going to have to part with some stuff that a lot of people, a lot of fans want to keep. That might be Billy Hamilton. That might be Scooter Gennett. That might be Nick Senzel. That might be who knows. Who knows what it is. But that is going to happen. And so when it does, just brace yourself. It might not happen by the trade deadline. It might happen much far, you know, this offseason. But it's going to happen at some point. By the way, I thought this was interesting. Let's get back to last night for a few minutes. Reds are 41-51 now. 10 games from 500. They storm back like they did, which was great, yesterday. And this according to ESPN's stats and info. ESPN stats and info. Joey Votto has two career plate appearances with bases loaded, two outs, down one in the ninth inning or later in his career. It was yesterday against the Indians, and you already heard that call from Marty Brenneman. Three-run double that gave the Reds the lead and ultimately the win over the Indians. And the other one, it was a walk-off grand slam.
Here's the 2-2 to Votto. Head deep center field. Hank Gill going back at the warning track. It's gone. Joey Votto is delivered, making V for victory. A walk-off grand slam home run. A long-distance Mother's Day present for Votto. Game Joey, three home runs, and look at this at home plate.
That call courtesy of Fox Sports Ohio. And do you remember that? May 13th, 2012 versus the Nationals. Reds win 9-6. Joey Votto goes yard. And hopefully this is the start of something for Joey. Hopefully this is the start of a tear. I expect it to happen. He's only got 9 home runs on the year so far. I expect him to hit 20-plus this year. We'll see if it happens. It's Reds, it's Indians, it's tonight as the battle for the Ohio Cup continues. We'll be back at it tomorrow to recap all things Reds-Indians. The Reds off tomorrow. Tyler Mahle on the mound tonight. Can he get it done? We will see. He's going up against a pretty good pitcher, Carlos Carrasco. 9-5 on the year. 4.28 earned run average. Has 103 strikeouts to just 22 walks. Can the Reds get it done? By the way, the team averages, this is crazy to me. Their batting average is higher than the Indians. The Indians have 26 more home runs, 13 more runs on the season, and a 4.0 ERA as a team. We'll see how that goes. Tyler Mahle comes in at 7-6, 3.66 ERA. They're going to need him to pitch well tonight if they're going to sweep the Cleveland Indians. I'm James Erpine. We're back at it tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. And until tomorrow, I'm James Erpine. Thank you for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.